A spelling bee is a difficult spelling competition in which participants of school age have to spell a series of words, letter by letter. If a contestant misspells a word, they are immediately eliminated. Spelling bees originated in the United States around 100 years ago, and today take place in almost all elementary and middle schools in the country. While classroom and school spelling bees take place regularly, there are also local and state competitions. The best spellers compete at national level at a high-profile annual event called the Scripps National Spelling Bee. The final round is broadcast live, and the overall winner awarded $52,500 in cash plus $400 worth of the Encyclopedia Britannica. The word bee is not a reference to the buzzing insect, but derived from an old English word meaning a prayer or a favor. By the 18th century, it had come to describe any gathering of people who unite their efforts to accomplish a task. Bee is usually preceded by another word that defines their purpose. For example, an apple bee is when farmers get together to harvest apples, or a quilting bee is when a group of people gather to make a quilt. The expression spelling bee means a group of people who assemble to spell words, albeit in competition with each other. Spelling English words can be tricky, even for native speakers. There are 44 sounds or phonemes in the English language, but only 26 letters in its alphabet. English borrows many words from other languages and has developed in a number of different countries around the world at different periods of time. As a result, the relationship between some word spelling and their pronunciation can be unpredictable. Perhaps given the country's history as a melting pot, fusing many nationalities, spelling bees are extremely popular in the U.S. The National Spelling Bee was celebrated in 1925 as a consolidation of numerous local spelling bees. It was organized by a newspaper called the Courier-Journal based in Louisville, Kentucky. The winner was 11-year-old Frank Neuhauser, who with his correct spelling of the final word, gladiolus, a kind of plant, won $500 in gold, a bicycle, and a trip to the White House to meet U.S. President Calvin Coolidge.